Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks for sending jokes in this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we try and pick the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, shout out to anyone wondering what the opposite of in is. Here's joke of the week number two. My wife yesterday opened a jar of pickles for herself, and I'm beginning to wonder if my days around here are numbered. How about number three? My accountant, Warren Winkler, is moonlighting as a bartender, Dave. I went to his tavern Saturday night and ordered a couple of drinks for Brenda and me. I asked him how much that was, and he said, how much do you want it to be? That is a good accountant. Here's joke of the week number four.
Oh, wow, I just got a text from my brother. He accidentally drank some invisible ink.
Gosh, did he go to the hospital?
Yeah, he's waiting to be seen.
Get it? It's a joke. Here's number five.
I just left the grocery store this morning, Dave, and the kid bagging my stuff asked if I wanted paper or plastic. I told him I didn't care. He could decide for me. He told me I had to pick because baggers can't be choosers.
Here's number six.
I'm so glad I was able to repurpose my eclipse glasses. I now use them to watch the White Sox play.
What are they, Dave? 3 and 15?
They are 3 and 15, Joe.
Number seven, please.
Hey, what happened to your forehead, Dave?
I bit myself.
On the forehead?
I was on a ladder.
That, you know, if we ever had like a booby prize for the stupidest joke, not the funniest.
Be right there.
That'd be in the game. Here's number eight.
I put my scale in the corner today, and it's going to stay there until it apologizes.
Here is joke of the week number nine.
People who cheat on their taxes disgust me. That's not the kind of world I want to raise my 43 dependents in.
Number 10.
I can hardly wait for July. It's my favorite month.
Why July?
I'm not lying.
How dare you, Dave? Here's joke of the week number 11.
Hey, Dave, how come that contractor you hired has taken so long to finish your roof?
He's got a bad case of shingles.
Number 12.
The farmer kid missed a day of school. The next day, the teacher asked him where he was, and he said, well, it's breeding time, and I had to take the bull over to the cows. The teacher said, couldn't your dad do that? He says, no, it's got to be a bull.
We did a bunch of these yesterday. We've made them one.
The following are Smarty Pants chemistry jokes and may be unsuitable for some listeners.
What'd the periodic table say when number 55 tried to escape? Cesium.
So you couldn't catch that chemical?
No, it was too phosphorus. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Don't go see the movie Fifth Element. It's boron.
John, why do you only have bad chemistry jokes?
Because all the good ones are gone.
Sorry. Don't want to prejudice the jury. Here's our last joke of the week.
You know what? Maybe we should just stop with these smarty pants chemistry jokes,
yes,
Dave.
Yes, we have all sulfured enough.
I have a recency bias. I like the last two. I'm going to go with the batch of chemistry jokes. Producer Pete, in reverse order today, which one are you going to go with, please?
Bad case of shingles.
Bad case of shingles. I'm going with the chemistry jokes. Steve Alexander says...
He's not here.
That's right. It's Steve Ruxton in for Steve Alexander. You want to play, Steve, or did you dismount from your microphone? All right. Well, then, how about you, Dave Vanna? What have you got?
Baggers can't be choosers.
Baggers can't be choosers. And now, Mr. Carnegie Hall, Bob Kessler.
I bit my forehead. It's so weird.
I know. It's just, there was something charming about that.
Yes.
All right, Shell in Aurora, we randomly pulled your name and you win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.